In this video, we're going to cover these points that highlight the complex dynamics between India, China, and Maldives in the context of the geopolitical and security interests of the Indian Ocean region. Many reports have been circulating about Maldives' alignment with China for the past couple of months. I have also made a detailed video on this topic. You can watch that video by clicking the link in your top right corner. In that video, I clearly said that the new president of the Maldives, Mohamed Muizzu, and his political party, that is the Alliance of Progressive Party of Maldives and the People's National Congress, are both aligned with China. This information was known to the Indian government and the Indian intelligence agency much before Muizzu became president. Now it has been confirmed that a Chinese research vessel named Xiangyang Hong 03 is heading towards the Maldivian port. If you remember, in January, President Muizzu visited China for 5 days. During his visit, he signed 20 new agreements with China. While there is not much information available on the internet regarding those 20 agreements between Maldives and China, but I'm going to present the list in terms of broad categories, and all those 20 agreements pretty much fall in these broad categories. The first one is the tourism agreement. Then there is the infrastructure agreements. Then climate and environment agreements. Then economic development agreements. And then there are few other agreements. So those 20 agreements broadly focus on tourism, infrastructure, climate resilience, and economic development. Now the thing is, whatever these 20 agreements may be, the crux of the matter is that the current Maldivian president is making significant efforts to shift the country's alliance away from India and towards China. And let me tell you that it's not that these benefits cannot be provided to Maldives by India. India can easily provide all these benefits. However, the current president of Maldives and his party are very corrupt, and they receive a significant amount of money from China. Moreover, if you look at the geographical proximity, India is much closer to the Maldives than China. What help can China provide to Maldives that India cannot? So the situation is not as simple as it may look. China has essentially bought Maldivian politicians by offering them substantial money. No one works without benefits. Now let me explain to you why China is trying to get so close to the Maldives, what China's plan is, and how Chinese ships will make their way to the seaports of Maldives. Let me first show you how Chinese ships will make their way to the seaport of Maldives. If you look at this map, this region is Southeast Asia. Then we have Australia. So one way is to take the ships right through these tiny land masses of Southeast Asia. The other way is through the northern side of Australia. And the last one is going all the way from the south side of Australia, which is the longer route, and nobody will take that. And China will not take its ship from this place because there are small islands scattered around, making it very difficult to navigate through them. Navigating through these small scattered islands and then passing from the north side of Australia would be a very foolish and time-wasting task. So the only possible way is to take the ship from Malacca Strait, that is in between Singapore, Malaysia and Indonesia Sumatra Islands. This route is also the standard shipping lane. From here, as ships move out, they advance towards the Indian Ocean from the south side of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. So you can see that this is an international maritime route. You cannot block international maritime routes. In fact, no country does that because international laws protect these routes. Now, in this region, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and the southern part of the Bay of Bengal, where the Indian Navy deploys its ships and they do heavy patrolling, in case of emergencies or if an enemy country sends spy ships or submarines to gather information in this area, to handle all these situations, the Indian Navy patrols these areas. So, China can take its container and transportation ships through the Malacca Strait without any problem. The issue arises when China uses this route to bring in spy ships or vessels that pose a security threat to India. Now the ship we are talking about, that is Xiangyang Hong 03. China calls it a research survey vessel, but India considers it a spy ship. China doesn't take this ship through the Malacca Strait because it knows that the Indian Navy patrols this area and they can easily detect it. So what China does is, it navigates its spy ships from here. There is a very narrow passage between Java Island and Sumatra Island, about 5 to 10 kilometers wide. China takes its controversial ships through this route. Now, the moment you cross this narrow passage, you are literally out in this huge vast Indian Ocean and the Arabian Sea. China needs a pit stop where it can resupply or refuel its ships. By the way, United States has a military base in the Indian Ocean. here in this place, Chagos Archipelago, which is part of Mauritius. So naturally, China cannot dock its ships here. Sri Lanka is very far away in the north. And if you remember last year, China docked its research vessel at the port of Colombo. But due to India's objection, Sri Lanka has said no to China. Now, why did Sri Lanka do this? It's because of India's diplomatic strength. Therefore, for this reason, China has no other option but to dock its ship in the seaports of Maldives. And even Maldives has agreed, because as I said, the current president of Maldives is operating in China's direction. Now, let me tell you a few things about this research vessel or spy ship called Xiangyang Hong 03. We can also call it XYH-3. It is said that this vessel is owned and operated by the Institute of Oceanology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. It was launched in 2016, and it is said that it plays a significant role in China's oceanographic research activities, particularly in the Indo-Pacific region. 14 such ships are currently in operation within China's research fleet. If you look at the translation of Xiangyang Hong, it means facing the red sun. These ships range in size and capabilities, with some designed for deep sea exploration, while others focus on coastal or regional research. Pause the video and have a look at this image. Now, let me tell you about some features, capabilities and equipment that are installed on Xiangyang Hong 03 ship. Now, this ship is equipped with number 1 multi-beam eco sounder. It is a type of sonar that is used to map the seabed. Now, some people might say, what is the problem with that? Perhaps China might be taking this hard work for the benefit of humanity by mapping the seabed. But then the reality is that China is mapping the seabed for the navigation of their submarines. Number 2. Then this ship is also equipped with a CTD profiler. It is used for measuring water properties such as salinity level, water temperature and pressure that develops in ocean depths. Now I want you to listen to this carefully. It is crucial to understand that all this equipment has a great amount of scientific benefits so that it can be presented as a positive contribution to the world. However, information collected by this equipment is also strategically advantageous for China, as it provides valuable data for submarine navigation and detection. Sonar systems emit sound waves that travel through the water, and the speed of the sound waves is affected by temperature and salinity of the water. By understanding the Indian Ocean's water column characteristics, submarines can choose their depth and course to avoid being detected by sonar. Number 3. This ship is also equipped with remotely operated underwater vehicles for underwater exploration, then plankton nets and other samplers for collecting marine life. Now, you might feel that by collecting plankton samples, scientists are indeed working for scientific community. It is correct that it will be quite beneficial for the scientific community. However, for those who may not be aware, let me also mention that if you are studying the marine life or the plankton composition of the Indian Ocean, you are also analyzing how sonar technology, which is used heavily in submarines, interact with the organisms and vegetation beneath the water. This information can be advantageous in developing stealth technology. Now, as you know, submarines mostly operate underwater for extended periods. There is indefinite darkness beneath the sea. In such environment, certain things cannot be observed without specialized equipment and technology. Therefore, any country that works or develops these technologies or equipment more rapidly will make its navy the most capable. Now, this is essential for navigating submarines comfortably or preparing them for specific missions. After all, 71% of the Earth's surface is water. If you enter another country through land, it may lead to conflict. If you go through the air, you can be easily spotted. However, water is the only route where by hiding for days, weeks or even months, you can observe the activities and everything in the enemy's territory without letting them get a hint of it. So, any country that strengthens and modernizes its navy will be able to establish its dominance and understanding over many corners of the world based on its naval activities. So, if you look at the entire expanse of the Indian Ocean, the largest country is India. India will be concerned about a country like China, which is not only India's competitor, and in a sense, you can also say that it is an unofficial adversary. India will undoubtedly keep a close watch on its activities in the Indian Ocean. And that is the reason India is not at all wrong in calling this ship a spy ship. If China takes its spy ship to the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean, even America or Europe would be on high alert. Similarly, India is doing the same thing. That's it in this video. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.